So the way that this has broken down is there are certain changes that Medicare has decided are going to stay, you know, seemingly in perpetuity. And those include things like, you know, some minimum in-person requirements, you know, special capabilities for federally qualified health centers and rural health clinics, and then some additional flexibility around behavioral health, because we sort of acknowledge that, well, you know, Sherry explained her husband Cliff's like skepticism of, well, doctors got to put their hands on somebody to actually deliver care, but nobody's ever thought that a behavioral health or a mental health provider had to do that. So naturally, we should have a little bit looser rules about that with regards to telehealth. Then there's a second category of things that are just going away immediately. One of those is sort of the opening up of technology limitations. I talked about the availability of software and just being able to use lots of different mechanisms. That shuts down, you know, midnight, May 12th. You know, it's going bye-bye. Like, you have to, you know, you've got your time, go talk to your software vendor, get your telehealth stuff set up right, because that part is going away. And then one thing we haven't mentioned before, the sub-regulatory process. So before, CMS, the way that it worked is they were trying to expand the list of services, CPT codes, that would be allowed to be provided via telehealth. But they were doing it not through notice and comment rulemaking. They would just, you know, put out guidance saying, hey, you know, here's, we're going to cover a couple new codes now, because, I mean, that was the way everything was kind of being done during the public health emergency. There was barely any notice and comment rulemaking. They just sent out guidance. And so they would announce new coverage codes through guidance. And now they're saying, no, we're going back to the old way. So every year, you know, we all sit around and we wait for our annual cycle of new rules. And so when the Medicare physician fee schedule comes out every year, that's going to have your new codes for telehealth, the telemedicine, what will be covered for Medicare in any case. And so we're going back to that, where it's not going to change from one month to the next and you're just going to get an email one day saying we've, it's going to follow that regular annual cycle. And then, you know, what Sherry will talk about more in a second is there's some things by legislation that we know need to go away, but we're a little bit scared of the transition. So we're going to kick the can down the road a bit and get rid of them on a date certain, but later. And if you've been following the way these federal government developments, like the, you know, the cuts to the Medicare physician payments every year, kicking the can down the road is often as good as saying it's never going to happen, because physicians are like those. Can you remember, was the SGR? That's never going to happen. Those SGR cuts are not coming.
Yeah. No. Yeah. But they have to deal with them. They keep coming up every year.
I mean, that's a full employment act for the lobbyists. Yeah, it's like, you know, the lobbyists get to make a buck off that, but Medicare's never going to actually do that, do those cuts. Go ahead, Sherry.
Okay. So, you know, there are some important dates and activities that, I mean, the legislative activities that have occurred recently that are trying to at least enshrine certain types of services so that they're not just shut down. Recognize that this is a transition. And when you have the official declaration, the public health emergency is ending May 11th. That's it, May 11th. But, there's the big but, there are all of these different exceptions and different other considerations that have been acknowledged through legislation, and specifically the Consolidated Appropriations Act. And that, you know, the Consolidated Appropriations Act has done more, it in some ways has allowed for the extension until 2024, December 31st, 2024, which is going to be here before you know it. But it at least has allowed for some period. The second is, and this is probably just something that's a sleeper, but that physician fee schedule issue is very likely going to pop up as part of the future, the way in which they look at virtual health care.